This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And we're continuing our series, Pure Gospel. Hallelujah. And what a blessing, what a thrill it is for us to be called of God. And 1 Timothy 1:11, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. It's a glorious gospel of a glorious God. And what a glorious trust. What a glorious privilege it is for us to preach this gospel. And so a pure gospel is one Bible-based. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. But we've renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. The NIV. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And the New Living. We reject all shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We don't try to trick anyone or distort the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all who are honest know this. You see, some men speak of revelation that is not grounded in the Bible. At best, it's a twisting of the scriptures. The question is, does it line up with the Bible? Is what they're saying Bible-based? Jesus said it's the truth that sets us free, John 8 and verse 32, not your opinion or philosophy. The Bible is the basis of our belief. 2 Corinthians 6:17, therefore come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 19, and when they say to you, seek those who are mediums and wizards who whisper and mutter, should not a people seek their God? Should they seek the dead on behalf of the living? To the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And so that is such an important principle for us to grasp. You know, the Bible says that if they do not speak according to this word, it's because there's no light in them. So again, this is why you measure everything you hear against what the Bible says, including, you know, anything I'm saying myself. You know, read the Bible and see is it lining up with what the scripture says. The Bible is our guide and ultimate measure of truth. Sola scriptura, which is Latin for scripture alone. Scripture alone must be our guiding principle when preaching the word of God, not opinion, preference, philosophy, or the shifting sands of culture. Augustine, 354 to 430, said, if you believe what you like in the gospel and reject what you don't like, it's not the gospel you believe, but yourself. No truer words are spoken. Matthew 12 and 33, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We must preach and teach, and most importantly, live in the fear of God, knowing that we who teach will give an account to a holy God, and we will receive a stricter judgment because we are influencing eternal souls. James 3 and 1, my brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. We should be warned by watching the Pharisees. They knew the scriptures, they prayed, they fasted regularly, they lived, you know, outwardly moral lives, to be honest, probably better than many Christians today, and yet there's no doubt that they split hell wide open. Jesus said, Matthew 23 and 15, woe to you teachers of the law and the Pharisees, you hypocrites! You travel over land and sea to win a single convert, and when you have succeeded, you make him twice as much a child of hell as you are. So doctrine alone isn't sufficient. It must be pure doctrine. Just because you have doctrine doesn't mean it's right. This is why, again, we need to know what the word of God says. Because the Pharisees had doctrine coming out their ears, but again, they weren't right. Matthew 23, 24, blind guides, you strain your water so you won't accidentally swallow a gnat, but you swallow a camel. The Pharisees were guilty of missing the point, of straining out a gnat, swallowing a camel, not seeing the wood for the trees. And we can end up doing the very same thing. Missing the message because we're so caught up in the moment, whether cultural or otherwise. Blind to the truth that stands right before our very eyes. Jesus said in John 5:39, you study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me. Do you want to know about Jesus, heaven, eternity, the meaning of life, right and wrong, truth and lies? Then read the Bible. This is a day where God is calling all of us to go deeper in our study of God's eternal word. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to shew yourself approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You see, the word of truth is the only antidote to the deception of the times. Matthew 22:29, Jesus replied, "You are in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God." The New Living, Jesus replied, "Your mistake is that you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God." And, you know, the reality is you cannot know the power of God if you do not know the scriptures. We're a generation that is facing an information overload. But we must read and reflect on the Bible because it's truth that reveals the secrets to this life and the next. It's a gospel that unapologetically calls all mankind to repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. Isaiah 33:14-17. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has seized the hypocrites. Who among us shall deal with the devouring fire? Who among us shall deal with everlasting burnings? He who walks righteously and speaks uprightly, he who despises the gain of oppression, who gestures with his hands, refusing bribes, who stops his ears from hearing of bloodshed, and shuts his eyes from seeing evil, he will dwell on high. His place of defense will be the fortress of rocks. Bread will be given to him. His water will be sure. The land of the majestic king, your eyes will see the king in his beauty. They will see the land that is very far off. And so, again, the gospel reveals the truth to us, but it's important that we have a heart to hear, that we don't resist the Holy Spirit. I like the heading of the last verse there, verse 17, the land of the majestic king. And it says, your eyes will see the king in his beauty. They will see the land that is very far off. And I believe this, as the approach of Christ draws near, heaven will begin to come into clearer focus. And as the song goes, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Praise God. I believe it's time for us to turn our eyes upon Jesus. And it's important to understand that we see Jesus in his word. John chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. And verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Christ and his Word are one. This life is not a popularity contest. The issue isn't whether you're popular or even successful, but rather obedient. James 1:22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. We are called to honor and obey the gospel. John Calvin said this, a dog barks when his master is attacked. I would be a coward if I saw that God's truth is attacked and yet would remain silent. And so again, I believe this is a time, this is a season for the church to find its voice. Ecclesiastes 3:1, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Verse 7, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak. And I believe the time has come for us as the church to speak up, to stand up, to stand out. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.